The city charter in Plattsburgh mandates that the mayor submit his proposed budget by October 1st. Mayor Don Kasperzak issued his budget Monday afternoon, with a tax rate that remains at $10.40 per thousand and a tax levy increase of 1.93%. Mayor Kasperzak says for the past 6 years, the city has basically had the same tax rate because they worked hard to save money. But in his release with the proposed budget, he says unfunded mandates and state obligations are adversely affecting the city to the point that it has reached an unsustainable and unaffordable tipping point.
I was forewarning our taxpayers that due to many of the unfunded mandates, retirement issues from the comptroller directly by raising our obligations continually over many years now, double digits. And I gave an example that in 2000 we had $17,700 worth of retirement obligations, and this year we have over $3.4 million, that's unsustainable and it's unaffordable for not only Plattsburgh but anybody else. And over the years we've been very conservative in our approach to governing, and we have built up a fund balance that has been real, but also utilized to address these issues. And quite frankly, every city and municipality in New York State is dealing with this same situation, and we're using up our fund balances, and then we will run out of fund balance eventually, and then we're going to have to raise taxes in the tax levy, and that's what's going to happen in Plattsburgh next year.
Mayor Kasperzak points to the increasing burden of retirement costs and other mandates from the state for causing the majority of the city's budgetary challenges.
It is very frustrating being part of the New York State Conference of Mayors that you hear all the mayors discuss these issues over and over again, and we approach our elected officials, and I'm sorry to be so blunt, they do lip service to this instead of really rolling up their sleeves like mayors and supervisors and all these other elected officials in the state to try to address these problems. And when we don't create them, or there is language out there in many of these laws that we can't control or change, or they don't want to, yet cost all of us hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, we need that changed and addressed immediately because we are all in the same boat and it's not fair to the people we represent.
The proposed budget now goes to the City Council for review. City Councilor Jim Calnon is their budget officer and met with the mayor as the budget was crafted.
This year, the continuing pressure on retirement, health care, we're having a particularly bad health care year this year, and talking about some of the other things that are difficult for us is the laws governing union negotiations are heavily weighted to the employee side, and that makes it difficult for us to settle contracts when we're in bad times. And to witness that, we have two that are about 5 years old that are unsettled. And for that reason, we needed to maintain a pretty high fund balance. In between what we think is going to happen in the next months and years with those two contracts and with what we're going to need to avoid making tax increases, most of our excess fund balance, kind of our rainy day fund, is going to be expended by the end of 2013.
The City Council must finalize the budget by the second Thursday in January. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.